At a semi-secret fishing spot on the north branch of the Bad Axe River, Pete Kozad casts his line across the fast-moving waters, hoping to catch a trout.
We'll start the tail out. Here we go. Come on, eat that.
Kozad is the head fly fishing guide at the Viroqua Fly Shop, Driftless Angler. He checked out of the big city years ago to be closer to nature, especially the brook trout.
They're the prettiest fish I've ever caught. I love them so much I have one tattooed on my arm.
Kozad says the Driftless region's winding, cold streams are an ideal habitat for quality trout. And he says locals take good care of the land. He says there'd be more opportunities to fish if the Wisconsin DNR bought larger easement corridors along the streams, allowing for more public access. The DNR could then work on bank stabilization and habitat restoration. Kozad says this would help more than landowners.
Whatever comes downstream, if that person upstream's not protecting it, everybody downstream gets your waste. Whatever may be silt, farm runoff, you know, any kind of non-natural chemicals coming down the stream.
Kozad's desire for more public easements is echoed by many trout fishermen in the region. And it's one idea the DNR is taking note of, as it creates a master plan for the Driftless area streams. In a packed meeting room at the picturesque Kickapoo Valley Reserve, enthusiastic trout fishermen and conservationists tell officials where they would like to see the DNR focus its money and energy.
The trout is what brings many of us here, you know.
Bob Wagner of Viola purchased his property on Elk Creek for the trout stream. He says he's mostly concerned about the future of the brook trout. Its population is being threatened by the more aggressive brown trout.
The brown trout is great, but the brook trout are native, and there's an ethic associated with it.
DNR senior inland fisheries biologist Jordan Weeks says in the future, they could focus efforts on streams with healthy brook trout populations. But in the end, he says it comes down to the environment.
As water warms, brook trout can't survive in certain water conditions. And if that occurs, we'll be left with brown trout.
Climate change is a major concern for the department. It predicts many of the trout streams will warm up within 40 years. As part of the master plan, the DNR could focus on maintaining streams that are predicted to remain colder. Overall, though, Weeks says the trout population has never been as high as it is now.
So what we have right now is a whole bunch of medium-sized fish. And if you want to go catch a bunch of wild trout, the Driftless area is the place to go.
And people are going. According to the DNR, fishing brings in $1.1 billion to the Driftless region annually. Meeting attendees say the DNR will have to address the stream issues if it wants people from Chicago and Minneapolis to continue vacationing in the area.
There, you see that fish just eat it? Of course, I was on the strip and tried to eat it. I'll see if I'll get him again.
Back at the Bad Axe River, the trout are not biting. Pete Kozad says it could be the cold, murky water or his bad luck fly. In the end, Kozad says the state and volunteer groups, like Trout Unlimited, need to work together to protect the waters. But it really comes down to the Driftless residents.
Because the locals, in my opinion, are the ones who are going to take care of the water. You got the out-of-town money that's going to support it, but once they leave, you know, who's left? It's the locals.
A group he knows can protect the land. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.